The Osgood File, sponsored by UBS, a global financial firm available in two locations, everywhere and right next to you. You and us. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. For the first time, the commander of the U.S. forces in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, has acknowledged that the wheels could come off in Iraq. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton finally decided she'd heard enough and called on the defense secretary to resign for painting too rosy a picture about Iraq. Has he? More after this. Senator Clinton says it's time for the defense secretary to hand in his Pentagon pass after accusing him of happy talk and rosy scenarios about Iraq. But Secretary Rumsfeld says he's done no such thing. So I went back into the archives, and sure enough, the secretary has a point. In November 2003, he warned the terrorists were coming to Iraq.
There are foreign terrorists coming into Iraq. That's true. We know that. We've captured 200 or 300 of them from various countries.
But in the same interview, he was also optimistic.
Good progress is being made.
In June of last year, after the vice president said the insurgency was in its last throes, it was Rumsfeld who clarified what that meant.
First of all, if you look up last throes, it can mean a violent last throw.
Although, on the very same day, he came back and basically said that they were in their last throes.
They're losers, and they're going to lose.
And then there was that appearance in September of last year by General Richard Myers, who said this.
I don't think this committee or the American public has ever heard me say that things are going very well in Iraq.
And then in the very same appearance, said this.
We said the Iraqis would develop a constitution and have a vote in October. That's going to happen. We're going to have elections. I think that, in a sense, things are going well.
So, was the picture too rosy? Clearly, it depends on which day you tune in.
There are no guarantees.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 4th, 2006.